this time next year. Or a tape says, this day. I don't know what you say. It's kind of, this day, I don't know what you say. Don't just be a spectator, participate. So when I said this time, now also speak this time next year. Say what you want to see. Say what you want to see. Say what, this time next week. This time next month. This time next year. This time next week, I would have paid all my rent. This time next week. This time next year, I'll be married. This time next month, I'll be tribal. This is saint. This time next year, go baby. This time next day, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. This time next year, Shabbala Karagaya. I won't be walking alone. This time next day. Baba say it, Baba say it. Don't stop saying it. This time next year, I'll be graduating. This time next year, I'll be submitting my, this time next year. This time next year, my thesis will be going through. This time next year. You see, I'm saying this time next year, someone is looking at another young man.
This time next year.
No, fear next year. Hallelujah. This time next year. This will be the third service of the day. Say this time next year. Say it. This time next year. This time next year. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ask your neighbor, say, what are you saying? This time next year, I won't be walking. The only place I'll be walking to is to shower. To my bed, to my car. I won't be walking. This time next year. This time next year. That's no matter how you look like right now. When the Philistine arose and came and drew near to meet David, that David ran towards the army to meet the Philistines. You see, when you have spoken words, you can approach the future confidently. When you have said, this time next day, I will not be, you can approach your future confidently. But if you did not throw words into your tomorrow, you don't know what tomorrow holds. But I know what this time next year holds for me. This time next year holds three services for me. I approach. I don't know what tomorrow holds. Amen. Tomorrow holds the words that I'm saying today. Who knows what tomorrow holds? I know what tomorrow holds.
Yes.
It holds what? I will be alive. If the Lord tells, the only person who can stop what I'm saying from coming to pass is the return of the Lord.
Amen.
Which is the best thing that can ever happen. But otherwise, if the Lord tells and God be God and I be alive and I will be alive.
Amen.
If the Lord wills, the Lord wills. I will be alive.
Yes.
That's why he gave me a mouth. To speak. Now, if the Lord didn't want me to speak, you would have given me a mouth. He gave me a mouth. The Holy Ghost in your mouth. So this time next year. This time next year.
This time next
week. There'll be more members. This time next year. There'll be more visitors. This time next week. This time next week. This time. There'll be more revelation. There'll be more anointing. This time.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Someone says you. 2016 has been a tough year. And we don't know what 2017. I can tell you what 2017 is. 2017 is a sweeter year. A better year. What took us the year to achieve will achieve it in months, in weeks. Because 2017, I'm sending words into 2017. 2017 is the year I've been waiting for. 2017 will embarrass all these other years. But Pastor, the economy, I don't care about the economy. By my words, I'm justified. By my words, I go up. By my words, I go down.
Wow.
2017, winning more souls than ever before.
Amen.
2017, traveling near and far for the gospel. 2017, all over for the gospel. Faith to see. To see. If no one invites me, I'll invite myself to Belleville. And I'll preach there. I'll invite myself to one thing. Say it to see it. To see it.
Yeah.
2017 is the year. Be alive, live. 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 Live to see it. If you don't want anything, fine, come see what the Lord will do. But how the Lord will just embarrass what I've said.
Hallelujah. And it came to pass when he arose
and drew near to me, David ran. So now I can run towards 2017. It's because I know what's waiting for me. Goodness and mercy is waiting for me. Meekness is waiting for me. More responsibility is waiting for me. More grace is waiting for me. 2017 is not the year I'll go down. It's the year I'll go higher. It's the year I'll bend for more. Say it! I'm going higher. My voice will become more amplified. Hey, say it!
This. Thank you, Jesus.
Ran. And David put his hand in his back and took the answer stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead. He hit the Philistine here. And the Philistine, the stone stuck here, right?
Yeah.
And the Philistine fell like this. So it means what really made the Philistine fall? Have you watched the movie?
Yes.
Yes, Pastor.
Have you watched the movie? I watch movies sometimes. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, when you're shooting someone in a movie, Pull out to their phone. Because the force of the bullet must take them backwards, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we find Goliath is hit, but it doesn't fall this way, it falls this way. What really hit Goliath was David's words, not the stone. So the words of David went and hit Goliath where he least expected. So, in other words, Goliath hated the stone. Right? And when the limits are finished, God, I want to get a couple of verses to do.
Hallelujah.
Time is running. Amen. And he ran. And he ran and stood upon the Philistine. So David runs. And I said, when you say it, run to it. When you say it, run to it. When you say it, what?
Run
to it. Run to the future because you said it. Run to the future because you said it. Run to the future because you said it. Right? And took his sword. So, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16, and therefore, for after putting the whole armor, take upon the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So, if you are to cut off that problem once and for all, cut it off by the word. So what does it mean? You see the problem, begin to say what the word says. If it's sickness, by his stripes I was healed. By his stripes I was healed. As you are doing that, you are taking the sword of the Spirit, you are cutting. You are cutting through the problem. Right. And the Philistine saw that and he cut, slew him. Because that's why when I was reading, I saw that end. Slew him and cut off his head. So Goliath was still alive. Up until David took the sword, which Ephesians tells us that is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Yeah, yeah.
So David took more scripture and killed his Goliath. Killed the Goliath of poverty. Look, which scriptures are you standing on? Which scriptures are your daily meditation? Which scriptures are your daily confession?
Yes.
You only confess once if it's a prosperity sermon. I can't be quiet, then that was your quiet for life. No, you must have scriptures that are written down.
Yes.
I am the head and not the tail. Every day, before you sleep, before you wake up, before you shower, you must have a list of scriptures that are killing and killing again.
Amen.
Yeah?
Amen.
When I say you're graduating, you don't even have one verse to say study to show yourself approved. You have no verse. You are just waking up, just say, hey, and then I'm trying to my lecturers, if you know. And that's why you pass some and you fail some. But you want to pass continually. Let it be your habit. Have scripture. Have scripture. Every day. Every day. Keep speaking to that mouth. Keep saying it. I don't recognize the HIV not in this body. This body is HIV and it's free. This body is, I cannot have HIV. Cannot have HIV. Cannot. Cannot. And by his stripes I was healed. By his stripes I want to see which problem is stubborn for the word of God.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But the problem is that you don't say it enough. Okay. The Bible says if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth, right? Yeah. Now, are your clouds full of rain? You are not seeing the rain that you want because you have not filled those clouds by the words that bring the rain that you want. Hallelujah. So David shows us as a small sheep how to handle problems in life. Speak the word. Don't say my sister is on drugs. No, my sister has stopped doing drugs.
Amen.
And that day, maybe say your brother, maybe that day he saw the TV and he went and he bought some more drugs. And he said, no, man, not this one. This one is a man of God. This one does not take two drugs. My young brother does not do drugs. Does not do drugs. Does not. When the devil wants to access him, he said, this one. No, you are talking about another. This one. Does not.
Yeah.
One day.
One day.
A certain woman went to a man of God and said, man of God. One day.
One day.
A certain woman. Went to this other man of God, right? Said, man of God, my daughters are two wicked people. They love clubbing, they love partying, they love. And then said, no, your daughters are not your problem. Your words are your problem. I said, I want you to go home now. Very good, to be honest. I want you to go home now. And said, my daughters are the best daughters. They love God. They serve God. Went 1 week later, man of God. They are still like a woman. I said, go and start saying what you want to see. Within a month, all those girls got saved. They left the former lifestyle. They started loving God. They changed their lifestyle. They cleaned up. And she came, man of God, my daughters are born again. My daughters love God. Your words brought life or your words were destroyed. So refuse to speak naked. That's why God calls us to the church. And that's why the church must speak good news. You can't say that if you are a sinner, you are a sinner. But that's why they will sin more.
Yes. Amen.
I'm not one day, Isaiah 7, that taught me how to do certain wrong things. Because the way the pastor was preaching and describing, I came to church uninformed about some things. I went home informed. I was like, hey,
I think I understand.
You can understand? Yeah, I understand. But I thought I came to church to be delivered. Can't you now be informed? That's why we need to speak about the goodness of God, because we don't change by being aware how bad we are.
Yeah.
We change when we look at how good He is.
Yeah. Amen.
Because the righteousness of God is for those who have sinned.
Yeah.
Preaching.
I'll say,
yeah.
Are you what I'm saying?
Amen.
Yes. So when He says, stop fornicating, that's why I want to say, stop fornicating. No. No. We begin to tell you the life beyond that.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
We need to be careful. I noticed that sometimes it is. You remember, I think I once did it, amen.
Yes.
During the relationship seminar, I told you how some people cheat without cheating. And I said, using emails.
Yes.
You remember?
One email account,
one login. So you don't send anything, you don't receive anything. You just communicate on drafts. Right? I've done it.
I've also taught them how to be miserable.
If ever.
You open
it. Hallelujah. So by your words, amen. Let's round it up. By your words.
It's a lot of verses. Jeremiah 1 verse 12. Let's write in the message version.
Luke chapter 1 verse 38. The Bible speaks and says, the angel spoke to Mary, and Mary said, let it be done to me according to your word. So life is done to you according to the word that you believe, the word that you receive.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. You guys look tired. I'm tired.
No, I'm not tired.
I'm not tired.
Amen.
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 Jeremiah 1:12.
Huh? Jeremiah?
1:12.
Uh-huh.
God's message came to me.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see, Jeremiah?
What do you see, Jeremiah?
I said, a walking stick, that's all. And God said, good eyes, I'm sticking with you. I'll make every word I give you come through.
God says, I'm sticking with you, Jeremiah. And I'll make every word that you say come true. I'll take words seriously. But I'll King James first, please. And then let's just close on Hebrews 4:12.
Verse 12. Then said the Lord unto me, Thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it.
Right. Other versions say, I watch over my word to perform it. So God is watching over his words too. Therefore, don't forget what I said at the beginning, that you should not just speak words, but you should speak words that have the word. You understand? Speak words that have the word, so that God can hurry up to perform the word. So if your words are full of his word, God has something to perform. That's why I can say you will get that job at Foshini. There's no scripture that says Foshini in the Bible. But because of filling my words with the word of God, that says nothing is impossible to the one who believes, we can then cover them. The word of God is like the fertilizer that accelerates your own words, that gives value and meaning to your own words. Hallelujah. The word of God is like when you're cooking pap. Amen. It's the water when you're cooking pap. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Yes. The water when you're cooking pap is the most important thing.
Amen.
Try cooking pap without water.
Come on.
And listen to me. So the word of God is the spark. It's the terminal number says the critical thing. So make sure that you clothe your words by the word of God. And God has something that is watching over to perform. That's why he said that next time I'll be alive, I'll be a billionaire. And God didn't perform it because that was just an empty statement which did not have the word of God in it. But when you're speaking from the word, God hurries up fast to perform it. He hurries up. Wow. Actively. Amplified. Yes. Please take it in amplified.
The word of the Lord came to me saying, Jeremiah, what do you see?
What do you see?
And I said, I see the branches of an almond tree.
Right.
The Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am actively watching over my word to fulfill it.
I am actively watching over my word. Well, and now, which word of God are you saying so that God can fulfill actively? You are saying nothing. You are saying your own words and God can't fulfill your words. God will never confirm your words. He confirms his word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on.
You will never confirm your words.
Nice.
You can say all your words as much as you want. God won't confirm. You won't be bothered. Whether you're called a false prophet or a false prophetess, it doesn't disturb God. Because God will only confirm his
word.
His word. So you want something to be confirmed?
Yes, Pastor.
You want God to actively fulfill something in your life? Then feel whatever you're saying with the word God says actively.
Amen.
What is the active chemical? What's the most active chemical?
Hydrochloric acid.
The one that when you just introduce it, there's always a reaction. The God is saying, I am some sulfuric. Yes. God is saying, I am some sulfuric acid on me.
Oh.
I am ready to bring reaction. I'm ready to confirm. If you say healing, I will heal. If you say bless, I will bless. But you must make sure you're saying my words, not your words. Can I tell you something about the word? John 1:14, and then we'll close and amplify quickly. John 1:14. What does the Bible speak and say?
And behold his glory in the world, blah, 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 blah. And the word became
flesh.
The word what?
Flesh.
Tell your neighbor, said the word became.
The word became.
Tell your neighbor, said the word became.
The word became.
The word is becoming properties. If the word became flesh, the word can become a wife. If the word became flesh, the word can become a calf. If the word, am I lying? God said, let there be light, the word became light. God said, let there be this, the word became. The word is becoming properties. If nothing is becoming in your life, it's because there's no word that you're saying. They're just using grammar and saliva, but no word. If people are not changing in your ministry, you're speaking big words. Word with no word. The word is becoming property.
Yeah.
The word can, if the word became flesh, the word can become money. The word can become a job. The word can become a house. Yeah. The word can become healing. The word can become strength. The word is it, that's why men shall not live by bread alone. The word can become life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah! Shout amen, somebody.
Amen.
Yes, becoming properties. Yes. So the word of God in your lips will give you the same results as the word of God in the lips of God.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
The word, you see, God said, let there be light, right? And there was light. Now take that word, put it here. Go to your dark finances and say, let there be light.
Yeah.
Don't stop saying it up until you see light.
Yeah.
Go and let there be light. Let there be light. Let there be light. And it's not about, you see, this is the part where other people miss it. Whereby I'm hearing another tell. I'm hearing another tell. It doesn't confirm the word that is on your lips, the word that is from your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth, what are you full of? What are that? That's why the Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it comes the issues of. So if you fill your heart with the word, then you speak the word from your heart, God has something to confirm.
Amen.
It's not just that you are reciting the word. No, this is not a recital. This is power. It's dynamite.
Amen.
Hebrews 4, verse 12, as we end. In Amplified, please.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say amen if you hear me. Hebrews 4, verse 12.
What is 12? For the word that God speaks is alive.
For the word that God speaks is what?
It's alive.
It's alive. It's alive. It's not living. It's alive.
Amen. It's full of power.
It's full of power. Do you want life in your life?
Yes.
Go for the word. Do you want power in your life?
Yes.
Because the source of all power is not prayer.
Yeah.
The source of all power is not confession.
Yeah.
The source of all power is the word of God.
Yes.
It's the word. Is the word of Funda Baba, Funda Baba.
Making it active.
The word of God is active.
It's operative.
It's operative. It will make you operational.
Energetic.
There's no way that you have the word of God and not be operational.
Yes.
That's why he sent his word. And someone who was lame heard the word and became operational. Because the word will make you operative. That's why you must hear and keep hearing the word of God. And it will begin to make you operational.
Energizing and
energizing, you're out of energy. Go for the word. You know, we usually have that scripture that says, those that wait upon the Lord shall renew your strength. Now, many times people make waiting upon the Lord like I have to go somewhere and sit down there and say, I'm waiting for the Lord. No, you don't wait upon the Lord in jail. You go into the word, and you're in the word. That's how you're waiting upon the Lord. You wait upon the Lord by waiting in the word, eating scripture. Eating scripture is the waiting upon the Lord, and it begins to renew.
Wow.
Amen. You can go for 40 days fasting in the mountain. If you don't have scripture, you'll come back weaker than before.
Yeah.
Just
faint.
I
say
it.
I will mostly come back more wicked. The source of power is not even fasting.
Yeah.
It's the word.
Amen.
It's the word. It's the word. So stop the hunger strike. Get into the word.
Yes.
What's the power flow? Get into the word. What? Why? In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. In verse 5, and this word is light, and this word, the light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend. So, darkness does not understand the word, not your fasting.
Yeah.
If you read the testimonies of these devil worshippers, whatever, they'll tell you they're fasting 60 days, 90 days. I've never even tried all that. I've never. But the reason why when they come and say, in the name of Jesus, it's because what makes them bow is inside of us. And the Bible says, greater is the one who is in us than he that is in the world.
operational, yes.
It is sharper than any two-edged
sharper!
Penetrating to the dividing line of brain and life.
Penetrates to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, yes?
Soul and the immortal spirit and of the joint and marrow of the deepest part of our nature.
I need to teach how to read the Bible. Remind me.
Exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging their very thoughts.
It exposes. It sifts. It analyzes. You are struggling with bad thoughts. Go for the word.
Amen.
You are struggling with wrong thoughts. Go for the
word.
Into the expose.
The word.
The word. Into the word. You don't need somebody. The word will do it for you.
Amen.
Can I say the word will do it for you?
Amen.
So you don't need somebody.
Amen.
Go for the word. The soil of all things that I would have ever thought God would say will make us to be approved before Him. I thought God would say, pray, and then I shall hear, and then you shall be approved. He said, start to show yourself approved unto God. A workman that does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. He didn't say, pray to show yourself approved. He didn't say, fast to show yourself approved. You can pray only one fast, only one, and still not be approved. But when you go for the word, you sit down and you do what the word is telling you to do. God approves you. Why did Jesus, at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, God says, this is my beloved son, with whom I'm well pleased. Because Jesus had started, what does it take to make God happy?
Yes.
And you had been doing it for years.
Amen.
You think God will say, well done, good and faithful servant in heaven? No. You must mark you now. My son, I'm proud of you.
Amen.
I'm pleased with you. When you're walking here,
amen,
God is marking you. If only those who submit their papers get that God approves in heaven. Others approve when they're walking. This is my beloved son. This one is my son. This one is my stamp of approval. This one.
Astro.
What is it? Yeah. It's Astro here. Yeah. Job was still alive. And God said, have you seen Job?
My.
Job wasn't in heaven when God says, when all those policies of accreditation, we are well done, good, but no. So when you're still waiting to go to heaven, to hear well done, good, and your chances are you might not make it even to heaven.
You are preaching now.
Because you might be going to the Lord of other things.
Yeah.
Why are you waiting so late to hear well done, good, and faithful? That's just my thought. Amen.
Okay.
But you should hear.
Amen.
Do the work to such a point that God approves you here and now.
Yeah.
So that this is a man after my heart.
Amen.
What is your walking?
Glory to Jesus.
Wow. Now, preacher,
say amen.
Amen.
So clothe your words
with the word.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, give the Lord a big shout.